Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me. I wanted to share a short word with you out of Galatians chapter 5. This is the standard for true Christians. There are a lot of people that use the name of Christ, a lot of people that use religion, but if you're a follower of Christ, you're going to follow his standard, and his standard is holiness. His standard is to walk in the Spirit. And the spirit and the flesh are contrary. Let me read it to you out of Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious, which are these: adultery, fornication, that includes any sex outside of God-ordained marriage, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, that is putting anything before God, witchcraft, that can also has the connotation of sorcery, which can mean the use of illicit drugs. Also, the Bible says that the spirit of rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. Hatred, variance, emulations, these are jealousies and endings, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're doing these things, don't deceive yourself. You're not going to heaven. You need to repent. Jesus is coming soon, and not one of us can stand before God except by his righteousness. And yet, if you've received Christ, the Bible says you have crucified the flesh and the lusts with it. And therefore, you have to walk in the Spirit. You have to walk after that new Spirit within you, the Spirit of Christ within you, in order to be considered a son of God. It says, those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the children of God. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, that's self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. So let's not copy the world. Let's not let the world affect us. The world is so full of hate and malice and division. We don't need that in the kingdom of God. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.